This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Better luck next time.
There will be.
You'll never make it.
You'll never make it.
It's too late.
You have to turn back.
You did your best.
It just wasn't good enough.
Better luck next time.
If there is a next time,
there will be.
You told me too short.
Have a little faith.
In what?
Shh. They'll hear. Can't let them find us. What do they want? What could they want? We have nothing. Nothing at all. Just clothes. And the clothes on our back. Could be our clothes? No. They have to have better clothes than we do. If they don't, they're pathetic. Our hair? I hear people pay money for that. You have such nice hair. Mine's dyed. No one would want it. Who would take dyed when you could have the real thing? Bad choice. You told me natural was better, didn't you? Guess I should hope they want our brains. I'm safe there. Oh. You definitely got all of that. Book smarts, though. Street smarts? I got that. That's why we make a good team. You got the big picture locked down. The long-term plan. I keep us alive day to day. Don't worry. They'll never find us here. Never think to look. Long as you keep it down, that is. You sure know how to make a ruckus to rat us out on. I told you! I told you.
What the hell are you doing up? It's 3 fucking a.m. Why aren't you getting your goddamn beauty rest? I mean, you always say you need it. Gotta get my beauty rest. You could sleep longer than Rip. Rip? Was it Rip? Is that the same? Rip Van... Rip Van whatever the fuck his name is. You could sleep longer than him. It would do you... It wouldn't do you a damn bit of good. Yeah, I said it. Ugly. That's what you are. Ugly. Uglier than a fly on shit. Bet you never heard that one before, huh? Fuck. God damn it. Did you leave that window open again? Shit. Ugh. How many times I told you, close the fucking window. Guess I gotta do everything myself. Where's that? What the hell did you do with the goddamn window? It was right here. Oh, it's gone. Where did you... I know it's just somewhere. You can't hide it for long. You can't. You can't, you can't, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't.
See, it's all in the timing.
Timing.
It's not where you cut, it's when.
When.
How is important too, but not as much as when.
How?
You also gotta consider who.
Who?
Who you cut matters. Got that?
Who?
Whatever you do, don't ask why.
Why?
When you start to ask why.
Why?
It's trouble.
Why?
The last guy I had asked
why.
He's not here.
Why?
You're here.
Why?
He's not here.
Why?
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 Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Why?
Keep her quiet!
We'll never make it.
It's too late.
We have to turn back.
Lost cause.
We did our best.
It just wasn't good enough.
Better luck next time.
If there is a next time,
there will be.
But don't be too sure.
Have a little faith.
In what?
Stupid thing. I knew we should have kept him in. Stupid me. Yeah, stupid me. He didn't know any better. He was just doing what animals do. It was my job to keep him safe. I'm the stupid one. I got what I deserved. I should be the one laying in the street with the crows digging into my entrails, not him. That would be just. I may suffer from his loss, but at least I can suffer. He can't. He's done. I suppose there are some who would say that the end of suffering is a blessing. Not me. I'd rather suffer and live than be dead and not suffer. This suffering I can bear. I have to. It's my cross to bear. And bear it I will. Yes, I will. I say so, and I will. I say so, and I will. I say so. And I will.
What was that?
It was the cat.
No way.
It was.
The cat is gone.
No, it isn't.
I haven't seen the cat in years.
You never saw it.
None of us did.
What was that?
I don't know.
The cat.
Put a sock in it.
No.
Why not?
Cats play with socks.
Cats play with socks.
Yep.
I thought it was Don.
No.
Cats play with socks and dogs play with mice.
Wait a minute. Who plays with mice?
Dogs.
Then where's the dog?
He's gone.
Gone? Oh, no!
My puppy! My puppy!
We'll never make it.
It's too late. We have to turn back.
lost cause.
We did our best.
It just wasn't good enough.
Better luck next time.
If there is a next time.
There will be.
Don't be too sure.
Have a little faith.
In what?
And?
Oh, no, and. That's it. What about you?
Same old. Aunt Andrea. Till the day I die, it seems like.
You doing a show now?
I'm taking a break. Every time I do a show at the holiday, I swear I will never do it again. I can't wait till spring, can you? Sunlight, you know?
And, you still doing that service? What is it called?
No, waste of money. I give up on men. That show, I played this bossy lesbian psychic, and I got so many compliments. Just Out did this full spread, and I felt like a celebrity. I don't read poems, honey. I read thighs. But guys a few years older, it's some line where they're very weird. And to the boomers, I guess. I mean, I can't relate. They don't listen anyway. And some guys, of course, my age, I mean, they want women in their 20s. Why is that? Though, I mean, these girls, I think they must be looking for daddy or security, or they think all guys their age are losers. Can you explain it to me?
I mean, it's new, being single.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I know. And probably an adventure, I would think, in the long term. What about so when I'm 65 and she's, what, 45?
I draw the line at a geezer.
Anyway, you're great, Andrea.
I am great. And I'm great in the sack. Last time, whenever that was. And whoever he is better be too, or he is out.
I believe it.
Remember that time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was fun. All else fails, maybe I'll find a nice homeless man to take home.
Big selection. That gal by the door, tripping?
God, it's so disturbing to me. Closing night. I was, okay, I admit, a little tipsy. Leaving Cassidy's. I literally tripped over this guy sleeping on the sidewalk. It's like 30 degrees out. Young, too. I bet only like 20.
What'd you do?
Slipped my last dollar into his hat thing flap.
Some cliche about, I had everything I wanted in marriage. Now what? Try to find a copy of her? Start over? I don't know anything about what that would mean. And then there's that poor guy lying there. So much worse. Not the worst, till...
You can't start over. You're different now than when you two... Oh, Jer, I am so sorry. It was so out of the blue with her. Are you sleeping?
Not much. Do I look like shit or something?
No, no. Not to me.
First time I've been alone in 21 years. How do you do it?
You get used to it. Got good friends.
Andrea D., it really is great to see you.
Well, call me anytime. Now that the show's closed, my nights are free. I've got the dog, but that's it. That's all I got.
I never know from day to day what I can manage. But I will, thanks. I'll take you up on that.
You do. You call me anytime. When you're ready, you can ask me out.
What?
I'd like to try.
With me?
Why not?
We're friends.
Where's that getting us?
I can't believe you.
Being nice hasn't been working, so I'm telling you.
Shit.
You've known, right?
No. Kind of.
There is just one thing.
This is too...
Wait till I tell you this. I have terminal cancer. I have less than a year, so don't wait too long, okay, Jer?
Andrea, holy shit, you're joking.
No, I'm too horny to joke. Seriously, call me anytime, okay? Love you. Bye.
You haven't done anything? When was this?
January.
What are you gonna do?
Nothing. Well, see her more often.
You're not gonna...
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
No, I couldn't now. No, I couldn't.
If she's gonna die, Jer, why not?
It's not... I'm...
You're close, right?
Yeah, we've been close a long time, but shit, now, would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Turn here. You would.
I would. I'd have sex with her, I'd hold her, I'd make her pizza. Yeah, I would.
Oh, shit, Mal, turn right, here.
Where is this place? Is this gonna be steep?
Up the hill, it winds around. Now, come on, it's a trail in the woods, for what, an hour or so? Come on, you've never been to the Rose Gardens?
Why would I go to the Rose Gardens when I live in Troutdale?
Now, why do you live in Troutdale? Never mind. Why would I have sex with my best friend?
Man, you're making it complicated.
I've never done that. Only with my wife. Wives.
It's no different.
It's if you have, you know?
Standards?
Morals.
You want a different answer, you ask somebody different. I'm parking. Wow. Look at her legs. Wow.
You don't hike. Do you play tennis?
Might start.
Phew.
This was so sweet of you.
Least I could do.
It's like cheating, you know? Everyone back at home is getting nailed by that east wind.
Are you having another one?
Better not. You?
I slept all afternoon yesterday. I think I'll let Jose alone for a bit.
Didn't two beds cost a fortune? We could have shared.
It's good to have options. I snore, you know.
You didn't last night. Or if you did, I missed out.
Why do plane trips kill me? They kill me every time. God.
Well...
Sorry, Andrea.
You're a good friend, Jer. I know what you meant. See, everything's precious when... I mean, I just love it all. Those cute Latinos. That pup in the shade. Blue sky. Salt on the rim of this cold glass. I don't even mind the chlorine smell for once. But dying sucks. You. I mean, I reevaluate everything. It's tiring. But it's also kind of interesting. What arias do I want to hear again? What movies? And it's always art, too, not department stores, or do I want to try on that dress again? It's always art and people. Who do I want to see? Visit. And...
And?
Fuck!
I can't do it, Andrew. I'm sorry. I thought if we came here, if we were in the same room, I just can't.
Yes, you can. You won't. And that's your choice. That's okay. This is still a great trip. The sun is hot, and so the boys are surfing. This is still great.
Can we drop that subject?
No. I still want to. I'm not lying at this stage. That's just how it is.
Shit, Andrea. Shit.
Why doesn't anyone put their leaves in their goddamn can? Just blow them out on the road. Turns into wet cake. Damn. How you feeling?
Like shit. Thanks for getting me.
Belt?
I don't know. It's been in 3 times. Speedometer, cable, I'm told.
Oh, yeah. That makes that kind of whiny sound.
Yeah.
What the hell is New Thought anyway?
Hell if I know.
Okay. You have a good trip?
She'd never seen the autumn leaves in New England. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I've never seen them. Seen the ones up by Hood's. Birches or something. No, aspens. Yeah, aspen trees. Incredible.
We had a great time. She didn't have much energy left. But I don't know. It was so cool to see her. Animated.
Did you make her happy, Jer? Before I drop you off, I want to know.
I can't believe she's gone, Mal. I can't believe it's over. We loved her. She was one in a million. I think, Mal, I think that's the best thing I ever did. I fucked that poor woman, my friend. That's what she wanted. Shit. Christ. She was all swollen up with the cancer. While I was at it, she kept telling me I didn't have to. Then that all, she just went away and we did it. Why did I wait so long?
Why'd I wait so long to take up tennis? Oh, this is it. Open Spirit Church. I've heard worse names. Sure you don't need a ride home?
Nah, Mom. I got somebody to take me. There'll be 100 people I know. So long. I'll call you. Let's have lunch or something. Oh, yeah. You can teach me how to play tennis. Isn't that the trick to dating?
See you, Jer.
I don't read palms, honey. I read thighs.
I'm telling you, his greatest comedy has to be M-A-A-N.
Y-G-T-V-K-M. It's the Elizabethan version of Jackass. How can you call that great? M-N-D is far superior.
No, no, no. That's more of a fantasy than a comedy. I can count the yucks on one hand.
Can I have extra milk?
Do you have extra cash?
No, why?
Budget cuts, strumpet. There's no such thing as free lunch or free milk.
I'll give you extra milk. Mi amiga thinks she's now playing the MOV.
I might switch over to TSP if your generosity costs us a raise.
TSP?
Yeah, the Scottish play.
You can drop the McBee bomb, it's safe.
AYH, do you see that over there?
What?
The stage. The stage that kids perform on during assemblies.
Just because there's a stage, it doesn't make this cafeteria a theater. Would you not say Macbeth in Washington Park if SITP was going to perform?
OMG, when some poor first grader gets impaled by falling PND, it'll be on your head.
BS.
BFS.
BFBS.
BFSBS.
BFMFBFS.
BFMFMFBMFBS.
What the hell is this? Beans?
Rojo frijoles con carne pendejo, L-I-O-L-I.
Huh?
Like it or lump it.
Seriously?
W-R-W-T.
Mucho lame-o.
Totally.
But out acne breath.
This isn't working.
W-T-F-A-Y-T-A.
I don't want to be lunch ladies anymore.
But we're not just lunch ladies. We're lunch ladies with witty acronyms and Shakespearean references.
Well, I'm B-O-R-E-D.
I-G-I-A-T.
B-O-O-M-B-M.
Bored out of your...
bloody mind.
Bloody.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think so.
Cool.
Scalpel.
Scalpel? Really?
Sure.
Fuck that. Bone saw.
I stand corrected.
Suction. Tell me what the plan is, Doctor.
Who died and made you attending?
I called it. Talk.
Fine. I'll resect the frontal temporal lateral vertebral in utero artery while you probe the ventral medial distal carotid branch of the anterior fossa.
But I can't do that without severing the nasal sternal vascular branch of the bilateral enteral nerve.
Not if you cauterize the basal proximal meninges and access the gluteal glossopharyngeus via the tactile occipital tensor veli palatini tract.
Oh, that's right. I'm such a dork.
It's cardiothoracic surgery 101. What's the matter with you?
I'm having an affair. Three, in fact.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm in love with them all. I can't choose.
You're turning this into a Grey's Anatomy episode.
I can't help it.
We're losing him.
I don't care. My life sucks.
Pull yourself together.
Why? Let him die. If he lives, I'll only break his heart again.
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Yes. They're all patients. Can I help it if I find the terminally ill completely irresistible?
Listen to me. This man is not going to die because of your guilt over your terminophilia. Gird your loins. We have a life to save. Epi. Stat.
Dang it. I wanted to be the one to say that.
Shit. He's not responding.
Stand aside. I know how to handle this son of a bitch. Clear.
That did something.
Clear.
He's responding.
Clear. That's more like it. Close him up. Tequila shots on me.
Nice work, Doctor.
It's a gift from God, really.
God?
Yes. God.
Brothers!
Sisters!
Mothers!
Fathers!
Children!
Of the Lord!
We take as our text, chapter XII, verses 45 to 113 of the book of Modernicus, number 3.
And the Lord did say unto the children of Israel, be fruitful and multiply, and in thy copulation be joyful. For thou shalt be not ashamed of thine own flesh, for thy flesh is art made in the image of God, and God is good.
And the Lord did say unto them that thou mayest take equivalent joy in thine copulation, whither it shalt be engaged upon for to produce the offspringing of tender babes, or whither it merely be for the purpose of being joyful to thine own flesh.
And if thou'st engagest in the knowing of man and woman to be a joy to thine own flesh, thou art recompensed to contracept thyself accordingly. For though thou art enjoined to bestow thine progeny, thou shalt not be so multiplicitous that thou shalt become a plague upon the land of Israel, and so degradate the gift of the earth that the Lord hath bestowed upon thee.
And thus spake the Lord, that if a man shall be without woman, and shall seek to be joyful with his own flesh, and seed be spilled thusly, he shall not be ashamed, and a man still in the eyes of God. For men have seed a plenty in the land of Israel, and shall not want for joyfulness. Nor should woman be she without man to providest her with joy.
And the Lord enjoined them that man and woman mayest know one another, whether in the bonds of holy matrimony or on the outskirts of it, if said man and woman hast love in thine hearts. But woe unto thee that shalt transgress and betray that whom they have knowest firstly, by knowing another behind the backwise. God shall be wroth with thee, unless the man and the woman who hath knownst one another firstly hath freely and mutually entered upon a compact of polyamory. For though monogamy, indeedus, is lessly ridiculous in the eyes of the Lord, God shall not be wrathful upon thee whom canst not keep thine genitals pantswise.
And the Lord commanded them, that if a man shalt lay beside another man, or if a woman shalt lay beside another woman, thou art blessed in the eyes of the Lord, and shalt not be ashamed in the sharing of the joyfulness of thine flesh. And that man that layest with a man, and that woman that layest with a woman, shalt be free to enter into the bonds of matrimony, as shalt a man and woman be entered. And verily, the man who layest with a man, and the woman who layest with a woman, shalt not be barred from the rearing of the progeny of the children of Israel. For the love of thine Lord is in them, and of them equally and eternally.
And if any man shalt impugn upon the laying of man with man, or the laying of woman with woman, and seek to desecrate the man who layest with a man, or the woman who layest with a woman, he shall be turned to a pillar of dung. So all shalt knowest of the stench of he who hath harbored hatred in his heart. And if he shalt invoke the name of the Lord to incite the flock to his wickedness and scorn, his pillar shall reek doubly for his sin. Thus spake the Lord.
And if man shalt endeavor to live as woman, and if woman shall endeavor to live as man, thou shalt hold them in an exalted place. For theirs is a journey that is sanctified in the eyes of the Lord.
And lastly, but not leastly, he enjoined them that if the land of Israel be menaced by any neighboring land, or if any neighboring land be menaced by the land of Israel, that hostilities of armament be strictly forbidden, and those who wouldest endeavor to engage in martial strife shalt instead repair to the temple of joy, and engage for 40 days and 40 nights in the knowing of the flesh of one another, so that the love may be returned unto their hearts.
So didst the Lord command them to go forth and be joyful.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. But now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Yeah.
I sure am.
I didn't really need to come here for this. I'm sure we could have done it legally over the phone or by certified letter.
Don't you even want to see him? This might be the last time you see him.
Well, you know anything I say is going to make me sound like more of a prick than you think I am, but I think you know how I feel. Okay, he's the prick. All this father-son reconciliation crap, it only happens in movies. The only real-world psychology that I've ever seen in a flick was in Monster's Ball. That kid drops the old man in a home just like you're doing, I might add, and said, bye, Pop.
Come on now, Stefan. The reasons are different. You know I can't keep him at the house. Claire would kill him in a week.
Well, that would be cheaper then.
Not in the long run. I might lose my family and my kids. I'd hate to have Claire as an enemy. He's always loved you in his own way, honey.
Okay, now you sound like Mom. Right down to the honey. Get me another, will you?
Same again? I'm going to the bathroom and then call Claire to tell her what time we'll be finished.
How about a shot of Maker's Mark this time? But BK, listen. Look, you're a good person, right down to your bones. It's always been true. You're more like Mom. I'm more like him. That's why I can't stand to be near him. It's like two South Poles on magnets trying to come close. If I see him while I'm here, it'll just stir up a lot of nasty feelings in me that I've been trying not to feel lately. I'd rather just sign the papers and fly home.
I'll be back in a minute.
Even a Jack Daniels would be fine. Not much of a room here. Gets to look out over the parking lot.
Shh, you'll wake him.
Yeah, I thought that's why you dragged me here. He sleeps 23 and a half hours a day. If I wait for him to wake up naturally,
Stefan, don't be a jerkweed.
Okay, that is straight out of Mom. Did you warn Claire that you're turning into your mother?
Shit.
What?
Well, I was hoping she could stop by with the kids so you would get to see them, but they have a soccer match today. I forgot.
Yeah, well, I'm not good with kids, so... I'm not so good with Claire, either.
They need to see their Uncle Stefan in the flesh. What other blood family have we got, you and I? And them. When he passes on, who's left but you and I?
Blood isn't all it's cracked up to be, BK. I have friends that I'm closer to than I ever could have been with Mom and Pop.
I've heard this lecture off and on for 30 years. Knock it off. The world is crumbling. We have to keep the family together, one way or another. One way or another.
Does he get meals here? I'm starved.
BK, is that you?
Hi, Daddy. You're awake. I've brought Stefan.
Hiya, Pop.
Steph, what brought you to town?
You, BK. How's it going?
Look around. Home, sweet home. All the creature comforts. Hot and cold nurses, dog shit for dinner, lunch, and breakfast.
Daddy, it's not that bad, and you know it. You like the meatloaf. It's not that bad. He's only complaining because you're here.
Well, I bring out the good in people, don't I? You got everything you need, Pop? Pop?
He's out. He just goes in and out sometimes, loses his attention. He'll be like this for a while and then fall asleep.
But he's awake now, right?
Yes, but... conscious, yes.
Good to see you too, Pop. It's an expensive place to space out, isn't it? He doesn't even know he's here.
Lucky he's in bed now. He does this when he's standing, walking even. He went out like this on the stairs one time.
Yeah, I get it. I know.
Not really. You see the surface. It's been hard, Stefan.
I know. I told you a long time ago that if you stayed in town, you'd be the one left holding the bag. Okay, holding the dad.
You've always thought that living 1,500 miles away absolved you of responsibility.
I'm not responsible. Okay, if he managed his life better, it'd be all taken care of, and neither one of us would have to think about all this shit.
Are you thinking about all this shit? Who's going to do this for you, Steph? What happens when you get to be an old prick who can't take care of his needs? You wouldn't call me, would you?
Don't worry, okay? I wouldn't bother you. I mean, what the hell am I even doing here? Did I come here to do this with you? No, I didn't. Is he just going to sleep here the whole time that I'm here?
Bye.
What?
Go. Just go. I didn't expect you to be any help, but... God damn it, he's got dementia. He's not going to fucking perform for you. He'll wake up, and he might just love to see you when he does. That's all. That's what I thought.
Okay, fine. All right, don't get all worked up. I'll stay. I'm not sure being here will please him as much as you think, though.
Your family, Stefan. In our case, in his case, however much you make him angry, it doesn't matter. All he expects of you is to be family. In some way, your personality doesn't even come into it.
'So, how does it feel to be alone, Pop? You know, Mom felt that way all the time. It lived in your head just like I do. And she was forced to make some world for herself that fit into your narrow little dimension. Not saying it wasn't typical for the period, but it didn't make it any better for me to see how you abused her. That's right, that's what it was. You know, Pop? You abused her. What would you say to that?
Crap. I put food on the table, didn't I? Didn't you have clothes? Didn't you have her own car? Did any of you want for anything?
We've wanted you to pay attention to anything but the sound of your own voice. What the hell? What the hell am I doing? There's no point in this. I can't change the past. Why do I keep talking to you, goddammit?
Why do you keep talking to him? Can't you get over your anger? It's about time, Steph. It's been 3 years. You're just as bad as he was.
I thought you were going to cremate him.
Mom bought plots for both of them. The gravestone looks good, don't you think? I told you he had the plot next to Mom when he had his heart attack. You're just like him. You don't listen to a thing anyone says.
Selective memory. I always listen, I don't retain.
Why'd you come?
I don't know, really. I'm in town until Sunday, and I thought, well, you know, if we're going to meet out near here anyway for dinner, I might as well... What's the phrase? Pay my respects. Just found myself wanting to see the grave. I'm not sure why. I'm not the sentimental kind, you know?
Oh. Oh, I know.
Is your brood meeting us for dinner?
I sent you a text. They're going to see a play. If I knew you were going to be here until Sunday, I would have gone with them. Are you hungry?
Thirsty.
Of course. Mid-afternoon. Late for you.
Hey, get off my back for a few hours, okay? Let's just go eat. So long, Pop. I guess Mom is stuck with you after all.
She wouldn't see it that way.
Your mother had everything she ever wanted, and you know it, boy. You know it.
And you never let her forget it, either.
What?
Nothing. Okay, nothing. Around the corner, there's a gluten-free Thai restaurant, the only one my app could find in the area. Is that okay?
You're gluten-free.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I don't know anything about you. Never did. But I don't even know your details. I guess it's not important.
I'm still me. The rest is just salad dressing. The lettuce and the onions are still the same underneath.
And onions? Where is this place?
It's... looked like it's just, there.
God, that's so small. How can you even see it? Who has a BlackBerry anymore? Why don't you just get an iPhone like everyone else?
Bingo. You're leaving her?
She's leaving me. Claire is leaving me, Stefan. The whole thing with Pop was the last.
What do you mean? She didn't have to do anything, did she?
She had to be with me. Every day. The whole ordeal was so hard, Stefan. All I wanted to do was do the right thing by Mom. To do what she would have wanted. Didn't you ever understand that? God, you are so him. So like him. Claire had to guess where my head was every day. I was bouncing off the walls. And through it all, taking care of the kids while I was sitting there at the foot of his bed trying to figure out our lives. And where the hell were you? I'll have another, please.
Stoli?
Yeah, thanks. And a maker's mark for the prick?
Straight away.
Whoa, what's got into you, BK? This isn't like you.
Haven't you been paying attention the last few years? And by the way, my wife is leaving me. And get this, the kids. My kids, they want to live with her. Isn't that the shit? I can't even talk to them anymore. They don't even want to... Hey, don't let any of this get on you, Stefan. Am I fucking boring you?
No. It's just that you're a little loud.
Found her voice, did she? Bad mouse. That won't do. Don't make a fuss. Who's gonna keep it all together? Who's gonna sew the fucked up pieces together?
Jesus, BK, I had no idea you'd take Pop's death so hard. You were very...
collected, controlled,
calm. The last time I was here, I had no idea he meant that much to you, really.
That he... You should go, Stefan, and forget all about me, Claire, my kids, the grave, and all this shit. Get back on your plane and go back to your thing, whatever that is, and drown in it.
Why didn't you tell me it was going to affect you so much when he died? You never even hinted that he was...
I hated the old man. I hated his every fucking cell.
You hated?
Big surprise, huh? Big shock. The dutiful daughter nobody watches, taking care of shit in the background. Who cares what she thinks?
I had no idea.
No, of course you had no idea. You never looked at me like him. You never, ever fucking looked at me to see what I was about. You never had any idea what the fuck I was like. You had no idea. You have no fucking idea, Stefan. You still have no idea. God damn it!
Excuse me, miss. I'm afraid some of the other tables...
Fuck you too, bullnose. Fuck all of you and your pasty white privilege. Life, motherfuckers, and death ain't quiet.
I'm sorry about that. Keep the change. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
No, Stefan, I can't talk to her. I need to put my energy into the children. They've been through enough. You don't know what it was like with her here. She was all over the map and so angry.
Angry at you?
No. I mean, sometimes at me. But it really wasn't about me. Just free-floating anger. She was pissed at you for leaving her alone with this mess. She was always pissed at the old man. And she was pissed at your mother for making her feel this responsibility. She was pissed at us for not being in her world and understanding, and she couldn't control any of these emotions, which is why she ended up where she did.
I never knew any of this.
You never wanted to know. I mean, part of the problem was that she kept it bottled up until she exploded. It's a family trait, I think. I used to tell her to call you and ask for help, but she ignored me. But that kind of behavior really freaked out the children. There were times we had to go out and let her rant in the house by herself. They were scared of her. Her own children, Stefan. Stefan?
Still here.
So have you moved here?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a small condo on the east side. Trying to sell my old place in Tucson.
Have you gone to see her?
Not yet.
You understand why I can't keep paying for the hospital? We sold the house and her part of it is gone. I need the money to take care of us. We're a real family and we need to support each other. We have to move on or they're going to have scars for the rest of their lives. They might anyway.
No, Claire. I'll take care of it. I don't want to put her in a state hospital. She's getting good care at Fair Knoll. And the team that's working with her thinks that she might recover someday.
Maybe. But I have to tell you, Stefan, she is, you know, crazy as batshit. You have no idea what it was like.
No, I guess not. I'm going to the hospital tomorrow, and I'm going to make arrangements to take care of the bills and transfer. I guess I'll see her when I'm there.
You should. You're all she has left. She'll abuse you. But it means she feels close to you. And really, she's all that you have left of family, too. Well, your niece and nephew. Come see them sometime. In fact, this is funny coming from me, but the influence of a man would be good for them. Especially Russell.
Yeah, yeah. Do me good to see them too. I will. We'll have dinner sometime when I'm settled. Listen, I want to thank you for all you've done so far.
I still love her, Stefan. With all my heart. But we can't be anywhere near her now, and who knows how long.
Yeah, I get that. I'll call you after I see her, okay?
Okay. Good. Please keep in touch. And Stefan?
Yeah?
Your old man was full of hate. I never met a more cynical bastard. So, how should I say this? I don't know you, but it must be in the genes there someplace. Don't hate BK now. Be solid. Strong. It's your love she needs now.
Yeah. Talk soon.
Take care, Stefan.
En vårdag, doft av jord, av liv, björk och lind på nytt så svag törs prassland.
Don't blame me, you asshole. You were both a buttload of trouble when you were kids. Whiny and moody. Your mother was the same way. The nut doesn't fall far from the tree.
Shut up!
Yeah, sure. You don't want to hear it, do you, boy? Never could take criticism. I knew she'd go round the bend someday. You could see it. Puberty fucked her up. And you were no goddamn help.
Is this what I have to live with because I didn't hang around you after I left? Because I didn't help BK to take care of you? Do I have to fucking live with you in my head?
Fine thing to say to your own father. I brought you up. Paid for your college, bought your first car. I even invested in that stupid brokerage you started. And look where that got me. Now look how ungrateful you are. I put a roof over your head, made sure you had clean clothes and food on the table. Now you wail on me, now that I'm old.
Dead. Dead, not old. Gone. You're gone. Okay, leave me alone, goddammit.
That's it. Good job, sport. Drowning your troubles away. That'll help. Hey, bub. Why do you drink? Why, I drink to forget my problem. What's your problem? Oh, I'm an alcoholic. Chip off the old block, are you? Why don't you be a good lad and pour me one, huh? Bickering gives me powerful thirst. Don't be so goddamn stingy with a whiskey, boy.
Shut up. Fuck off. Leave me alone.
This has been the Sudden Radio Project. Contributors to tonight's program include Randall Howington, Shan Applegate, Jaina Dahl, John Killeen, Sharon Mann, Sharon McAllister, James Lawrence, Connor Kearns, Matt Ludwick, Dan Hobbs, Alexander Lumiere, Todd Greblow, Kelly Greblow, Joe Vermeer, and Susan Nell. Visit www.kboo.fm and do a search for Sudden Radio Project for select archived editions of this program. Thank you for listening and good night.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha-Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
It's show time.
In the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon,
in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room, in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome again to the exotic adventure in sound every week at that wacky Ichaja. I mean, it's the, well, it's kind of the tacky Cha-Cha Club this week. Well, it's not that either. It's the wicked Cha-Cha, well, what? I've never heard of that one before. It's the trippy Cha-Cha Club this week. What? Oh, no. No. It is, after all is said and done and all the cards are laid down on the table,